The Secretary of State visited both India and Pakistan last week in an effort to defuse tensions after the siege in Mumbai that claimed more than 170 lives. Indian officials have said they believe the terrorists had ties to Pakistan. Pakistan's leaders have denied any official link. But Secretary Rice said that is no excuse for inaction.
I did say to the Pakistanis that the argument that these are non-state actors is not acceptable. In fact, non-state actors acting from your territory is still your responsibility.
During an appearance on the ABC television program this week, Rice said India had a right to take what she called effective action in response to the attack, but she made clear there are limits.
I understand the frustration and the anger in India. In fact, it felt a little bit to me like the United States post 9/11. I certainly understand that. But in this case, there are actions that India could take that could make the situation worse.
Rice emphasized the need for cooperation across the board, noting India and Pakistan must act in concert with each other. Speaking on the NBC program Meet the Press, U.S. President-elect Barack Obama said it is important for everyone in the region to work together to deal with a common terrorist threat.
We need a strategic partnership with all the parties in the region, Pakistan and India and the Afghan government, to stamp out the kind of militant, violent terrorist extremists that have set up base camps and that are operating in ways that threaten the security of everybody in the international community.
The president-elect said Pakistan's leaders have sent the right signals. He said they understand the threat, adding he hopes to establish the kind of close working relationship between the United States and Pakistan that makes both countries safer. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.